And when something like, when something disappears, like, you know, these big wash pots and kettles and things like that, it disappears, so you don't ever use a word for them anymore.
That's right. You forget. It's like the old pots, I'd forgot about those things.
Yeah, and things like flambeaux, most people, you know, a lot of people don't know what they are, have never seen them.
That's right. They haven't been gone all that long, you know, but they leave and people just don't realize they're gone, you know.
Yeah.
You don't really miss them.
What would you call a small leather container with a clasp on it that women might carry around with them?
Pocketbook or a purse. Or
what would a woman wear around her wrist?
A bracelet.
If she wore something around her neck with a lot of little things strung together on it, what would you call that?
A necklace.
What would you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
What's the last thing you might put on a bed?
A spread. Bed spread.
At the head of the bed, you might lay your head on a
pillow.
Do you ever remember using anything at the head of a bed that might be about twice as long as a pillow? Might be pretty long like this.
We didn't have them. Or don't.
What would you put on a bed for warmth?
Blanket.
Would you ever use something real thick?
Quilt.
Would you ever hear of quilt patterns? Would you ever know of different kinds of quilts?
I know they got patterns, I don't know much about them. These old women. They got their own thing.
Would you ever have a makeshift sleeping place on the floor that children might like to sleep on, especially that you might say you could lay three or four quilts on the floor and children could sleep?
A pallet.
You might say, we expect a big yield from the field this year because the soil is very
rich.
And another way of saying it's rich is to say it's very
fertile.
What would you call a flat, low-lying land along a stream that might overflow in the spring and be plowed later?
A bottom.
What would you call low-lying grassland? Or some land that has, what would you call land that has water standing on it? And maybe cypress trees and things like that.
Or flat swamp, or cypress swamp. Call them flat ponds sometimes.
Did you ever hear of people maybe making jokes about something called a swamp ape?
Yeah.
Do you think, there's this, or was, or is such a thing as a swamp ape? Or?
Not really.
Would you ever hear of a swamp hen?
Swamp hen? Mm-hmm.
Oh, would you know what different kinds of soil you might have in the field? Anything like
that? I have some with a lot of clay in it. Some sandy.
The kind of sandy, would you ever hear that called a particular name?
No, I don't believe it.